Christmas is just 4 weeks away. Wrap your head around that. And while it means we're one step closer to the end of another tricky year for many, many of us, it also means we're starting to hear Christmas music and the elevators and the lifts and wherever you go. So who wants to jump on board Paul Kelly's Christmas train for some musical relief? This legendary Australian singer-songwriter has put pen to paper to make a Christmas record with a swag of incredible Australian talent. It's a new album. Paul Kelly, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. You wanted to make a Christmas record, you said, that drew out all the emotions and the layers of the Christmas story. What is it about you and Christmas?
Well, you know, Christmas has always been a big part of my life from childhood onwards. And over the years, I've got more interested in Christmas music and its great variety. It's incredible how much great Christmas music there is, from, you know, hymns and carols and pop songs and folk songs, drawing in all the different traditions of Christmas. And so I've been thinking about it for quite a few years now, and we've recorded a song here and a song there over the last few years, and then finally decided to go into the studio earlier this year when we had a little window in Melbourne, and get a group of singers to help me sing all these different kinds of songs.
And the reason I say what is it about you about Christmas is I think it's 25 years, isn't it, since you released How to Make Gravy, which is, you know, for many people in this country is a bit of a Christmas anthem. But this, I think what you're doing here with the Christmas train is something different. You've sort of, you've not written all these songs. They're not particularly necessarily Australian songs. You've reached out to different songs of different eras, different faiths, different languages for this compilation.
Yes. We've picked there's some old carols. Some go back to one Latin one goes back to the 14th century, one to the 16th century, the fairly well known Coventry Carol. We've done pop songs like Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, old folk songs like The Friendly Beasts. Christmas has this great tradition of the animals talking at Christmas, which is, you know, goes back to folk legends from many, many centuries ago, back to medieval times. And then, we've got an Irish folk song about Arthur McBride, about a couple of Irish lads that go out walking one morning and an English press gang tries to recruit them to fight for the army. We've got a Brazilian song, In the Hot Sun of a Christmas Day, by one of my favourite songwriters, Caetano Veloso. Yeah, so most of them are by other people. I put a couple of Christmas poems to music myself, one by Thomas Hardy and one by John Donne. And right. And we also re-recorded How to Make Gravy 25 years on.
And so when you say we've got, the we is, as always with you in the last, well, long time really, it's a collaboration with a lot of artists. Vicar and Linda Bull are here, Casey Chambers, Emma Donovan, Lior, Alice Keith, even Waleed Ali gets a Guernsey. And are they doing versions of some of these songs that we all know? Let's take Silent Night, for instance, which are different. I understand there is a version of, I think it's Silent Night, is it, on the ukulele, is that right?
We do it with ukulele, nylon string guitar and pedal steel. And Alice Keith, Simon Mugent and I sing it as a trio all the way through. Sometimes
sounds
I take the
great lead.
Alice takes the lead in a German verse because she lived in Germany for a long time. So she's pretty fluent in German, and she coached Simon and I in singing with her. Many songs, some artists took the lead. Marlon Williams has a beautiful version of O Holy Night in Te Reo Māori. We've got some other languages too. Oh, yeah, Leo sings a song in Hebrew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to play a track from the album now. Sadly, you and I aren't in the same place, and so we've not got live music from Paul today, but we are going to play a track. What track are we going to be listening to?
This is a real rock and roll song written by two friends of mine, Melbourne songwriters Chris and Wes Harrington, from a band called The Large Number 12s, and it's called Christmas.
Okay, let's hear it. Paul Kelly, thanks so much for joining us again on Breakfast.
My pleasure, Fran. Thank you.
Let's hear it. This is off Paul Kelly's new album, which is called Paul Kelly's Christmas Train, and this track, what else? Christmas.
Christmas up where I came from, New Year's Eve. friends. Christmas up where I came.